Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity this Wednesday morning. Oh, yes, we are talking about oneness. And we're still in chapter 20. And I've been taking my time with this chapter because it's really breaking down how we use this process of co-creating and shifting our energy to manifest the things that we desire. And it's an art form. Truly, it's an art form. Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you this morning?
Good morning, my soulmate. How are you this morning?
Oh, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. Oh, my goodness. Listen, are you ready to do the opening prayer this morning for us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's get this party started.
Okay. Let's tune in to our inner mind. Heavenly Father and Mother, God and Goddess, divine energy, our parents of duality in the universe, we thank you for the wonderful experience that we are souls evolving and shape-shifting in our own consciousness. I thank you for giving me the divine wisdom of prophecy and understanding and love. I thank you for the brand new global currency that is coming to bring stability to this economy and to the world. And I thank you for the sad fact that many cattle are leaving the planet, unfortunately, because of the fear that is being passed on in dairy products, and we don't see it. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you for our soul evolution this morning, that we're developing not only oneness, but a super mind that some children already have who came here. We're shape-shifting our cosmic awareness, which is the storehouse of all of our ancient cellular memories and the storehouse of our cosmic memory. We thank you for who we are, for this wonderful book, and for the wonderful energy that Cynthia displays through the Holy Spirit. Let us now go into that inner sanctum of holiness and divine wisdom, and let us be your instruments in speech and thought and deed, always to evolve in consciousness of the supermind that you are. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So, Dr. Reggie, yesterday we were talking about where we left off. We were talking about, of course, how... Ooh, you okay?
Yeah, I am. Fine.
All right. Okay. We were talking about how... We manifest experiences in our life, and it's based on our energetic vibration that's within us, and that during our lifetime, when we come into this physical reality, we get very caught up into chasing after things. You have a statement that's come up in mystery school where you're talking about the elementals, and you say, because they have no bodies, they just want to be. But because we have bodies, we are consumed
with
what to do. Exactly. And in that doing, we're chasing after all of these things and to fill this void and inside of us. But we're always met with disappointment after the end, after we go through all that work to bring something into our experience, we find ourselves feeling very empty within. And so we pick up from that part because we suddenly begin to realize that there is nothing outside of us that is going to satisfy us today or any day. Then we begin our search inward. What's inside to fulfill that? And so I'm going to pick up where we left off. As you call forth a given set of circumstances with the unique formula imprinted within your energy field, other parallel circumstances are stimulated into readiness. So it was talking, you know, and as we have gone through this book, they've been laying the foundation for us to understand the power of our energetic vibration, that field of energy that is around us, and how it is attracting to us circumstances and people, all of which create these life dramas that we go through. And there are a myriad of levels of circumstances and people that can come into play. It has a huge possibility. There are different variations on the theme or the drama. You know how they do these movies and they'll say, especially when they're testing, because we're from out in L.A., they're testing a film, and so they'll lay a film out there, and then they'll bring in a test audience, and they'll show the film with one ending. Then they'll come back and show the film with another ending and ask you which ending you would like. We have the ability to attract to us those different variations based on our energetic field. That is something that, even for me, and I'm repeating it over and over, that I have not wrapped my head around. Do you have a comment on that, Dr. Reggie?
I do. I know that we are people in human form, as God itself, as us. One thing that's very powerful, we have the power to do a lot of things that we don't give ourselves credit for or use as our life tools to grow. Like you said, we're chasing things, chasing the housing market, chasing the money, chasing it, make sure we have food in the house. Oh, my God, it's a tragedy. Got to go find some water by the gallons. And it's, we have to master, and the key word and the key thing that masters the door to miracles is our minds. We have to ask, as it, like Jesus told us, to ask and it shall be given. And there's a miracle healing that takes place through desire. And I love oneness, because with desire, it's a very powerful and a wonderful emotion, and it's dominant in humans. When you desire something, it's a wonderful thing. It's not negative. But desire the right things so the right things will come to you. As he said, when you pray, there's a wonderful kingdom within, and it works every time without fail. But you have to follow the premise based on the prayer energy that you do, even with your thoughts. Your thoughts are prayers. Every thought is a prayer. Every word is a prayer. Be careful what you think, and definitely be careful what you say. You bring it into reality.
Mm-hmm.
Let there be light, and there was. Whatever you say, you create instantly, because mm-hmm. words create instantly. So, yes, we have a storehouse of wisdom within us, and our desires are wonderful. You desire a better life. You desire good health. You desire success and fulfillment. Even riches, you desire happiness or desire friends and social stuff. With now today's technology, a lot of social media, everything is possible. You desire even cultural achievement and the right work for you, for your cosmic fulfillment and expression. Everything you want, the energy of God in you wants it as well. But it's for the betterment and the improvement of quality of life for yourself and others, not for selfish gain or desire. So it's true. And these elementals came into the world before we did, but they did not form complete bodies. But they're on the cosmic plane in another dimension right next door to come through this plane to break through to help us, the energy of fire and earth and air and water. And they have their own kingdoms and principalities. And including in that wonderful energy are angels and ascended masters. Call them. Ask them for help. That's the co-creator with God and us as co-creators. What you do now will tell you what's going to happen to you in your future. And so it is.
And so it is. So you alone determine which set of circumstances you will recognize as experience based upon your choices in any given moment. Pay
yes.
attention to this. This is about your choices. And Dr. Reggie said, how are we choosing? How are we choosing? Dr. Reggie just said, through your thoughts. Your thoughts are your prayers. So here we are. We're using different language on some level, but we're trying to tie it back to what the language that you grew up with. Prayer. When we pray, our concept of prayer is that we're going to ask God for something. We're looking for an end result. And most of us were taught to pray outside of ourselves. But now we're going a journey inside of ourselves because we're recognizing what? That there is divinity within us. So Jesus even said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. So that prayer should be inward. And what's the innermost prayer that we can have? Dr. Reggie's just revealed that to us. It's our thoughts. The secret has been held within you. It has been held within you. So you alone determine the extent of the ease or difficulty you encounter in bringing your dreams to fruition. If you're sitting there thinking this is going to be difficult, you know, I have this huge project. I don't know how it's going to happen. Those thoughts are your prayers. Okay, and the universe is saying, okay, this is what Cynthia wants. Let's attract difficulty. Let's make this road hard. You are choosing by the things that you're thinking all the time. And just as you alone determine the way you respond to the stimuli that the world provides, it is you alone who orchestrates the way the world responds to you. So if you're feeling insecure and feeling unappreciated, what's the end result? People are going to respond to you. I don't know. I just don't feel quite comfortable. I don't know. I don't think that they're quite ready to handle this. You know, I don't know. Because you have all that doubt within you. And so now the world is responding to what you're putting out. Breathe, because you alone are responsible. Your own energy field is the catalyst that determines, to a large extent, the response that you are able to elicit on the part of others. When you walk in the presence of people, you may not even know the person, but you judge them. I'm not saying that this is a negative thing. You have a sense of whether you like the person or you don't like the person, or you're comfortable around them or uncomfortable. You don't even know their history. What is attracting you to that person? When it's all positive and everything, what's attracting you? It's that energy that they're generating before they even open their mouth. When you are interfacing with people throughout the day, pay attention to what's attracting you or repelling you, because it is the energy. And what oneness is saying is that you have all control over that in terms of how the world is going to respond to you. And the most powerful thing you can do is to give out love, unconditional love, and build that up in your cellular energetic field. Your own energy is the catalyst that determines, to a large extent, the response you are able to elicit on the part of others. In any circumstance, all variations are viable possibilities, capable of being called forth into manifestation with the corresponding vibrational formula. The actions and reactions of others are no exception to this basic principle. When you project your energies upon the palette of the ethers, others are guided to respond accordingly, whether knowingly or not, and you are able to modify the outcome of virtually any interaction simply by becoming attuned to the energies that you bring to it. So what's that? To me, it's as we're practicing, remember I asked you guys to practice some of these principles the rest of the week so we can talk about it on Friday. But as we are practicing, I find that we need to slow up before we respond to certain things or before we put our energy out. We need to have a quick connection with our divine self in that sacred space within. And the more you meditate, the quicker you can get to that place. I can get there simply by taking one deep breath and check my energy field, where I am. I check my heart. I do a heart check. And if I need to shift because I'm a little aggravated or whatever, I try to shift. Sometimes I don't make it all the way. Dr. Reggie will tell you. Sometimes I, you know, but listen, I'm human. I'm only human, which is extremely powerful. It's not, and I'm practicing, okay? I'm really practicing. So yours is a world unique to you alone. It is a custom-made set of variables that reflect the nuances of your choices in juxtaposition with the resonance of the environment in which you have chosen to enact them. In other words, this is it. You know how sometimes when you meet a person and both of you are on the same page and you're both resonating, okay, two separate entities, but you're just, I just resonate with this person. I just love this person. Okay, you're both resonating with each other. That's the environment that you've created. You've brought this person into your experience, and they're kind of going to go through this experience with you, and you guys just have a lot of joy at that moment. And that is so divine. It is so divine. But you brought it into your experience. That's what I want you guys to understand, that none of this is happenstance, that you are creating it moment by moment. Moment by moment. And even though you may share parallel circumstances with many of the beings that populate the theater of your awareness, yours is a drama that plays out before an audience of one. It is you alone who encounters the world in precisely the way you do. And it is you alone who determines how long you will continue to watch the same predictable performances. So they're saying, look, just because you are aware that this is your perception does not mean you get to skip the lesson. You determine how long you will play this that drama out in front of you, how often you will continue to repeat the same drama over and over again until you get the lesson. You can choose, and you are creating it all the time. That's why, you know, as much as I think that therapy is good for people, because that's their that is their choice of how they want to go through this experience in life, is that is their choice. They are choosing to repeat their life story over and over again. And of course, the more they talk about it in therapy, they're just going to keep continuing to experience it, aren't they? They're creating it over and over and over again. And it continues to play out. And as we have learned in oneness, it's going to play out even more dramatically. There are variations on the theme because there are different levels of awareness that you go through as you're going through therapy. And I hope I'm making sense here, because I'm drawing circles in the air right now. You're just going around in a circle. It's a spiral. So you do go upward somewhat in your understanding. And so therefore the variations, the variables of that life drama changes as you're going through therapy. But you still bring some, the core essence of the lesson you're bringing back into your life over and over simply by repeating that and reliving whatever it is that you went through, reliving it over and over again until you can get the lesson and totally release in forgiveness and move on. It's an interesting process. The players who populate your life script are present for you, regardless of which choices you make or which combination of possible realities manifest as life experience. They are called forth to interact with you at the level in which you experience self-awareness in any given moment, and their responses are governed by the collective resonance upon which a particular stage is set in a reality custom-made for you. You know, one of the things, Dr. Reggie is a powerful teacher, and one of the things that I really admire about him. Well, let me put it this way. I didn't understand what was going on sometimes. Not so much with how he handled me, but with some of his other students. He has a way. He doesn't get pulled into whatever their drama is. And he has a way of releasing these people. If there's some drama around them, he releases them. He is totally not emotionally attached to the drama. Because, you know, whenever you get a group of people together, there's drama. Somebody's feelings are going to get hurt or whatever. That just happens. But he has this unique ability to be detached from the experience because he has not called forth that experience. The people in that group have, but he has not. And so when the drama occurs, he's not attached to it. And this is why I say he is such a powerful teacher, because he releases them, not by word, but I can see him not invested in what they're doing and what their drama is. And he, because he's anointed, he knows that there is a growth that has to come. And sometimes these people wind up leaving the class. And on some level, he's encouraging them to do it, although he never says it. But his actions and his detachment allows that to go on. But in that, those people are growing. He's saying to them, without saying it out of his mouth, it's time for you to move on so that you can grow. And I'm trying to explain, because this all happens energetically. So he's loving them as they're leaving, because he knows it is time for them to graduate. So he recognizes the whole drama that's there for what it is, which is to elevate people. And it's God, Dr. Reggie, that is the most amazing thing. You know, all of that is just coming to me now, right? I mean, I just see it so clearly. And the thing that is the most powerful is the detachment. And the reason I'm sharing this with you this morning is because some of you may be in relationships, and that doesn't necessarily mean I'm talking about a husband, wife, or that kind, with any kind of people, and you want to try, or maybe in the past you have, and all of a sudden there was this shift and people moved out of your life, and you're confused. Mm-hmm. Why did that happen? Why did they're graduating? And the biggest thing that you can do is not have the attachment to them, the emotional attachment. You need to totally detach, because they're graduating. If they're not graduating, you're graduating, one or the other. But emotionally detach from the situation. The emotions are very powerful, and we're going to cover that shortly as well. So that was just amazing to me. So when you have amplified your own energy field to a sufficient extent, you are then able to shift your awareness to participate in an alternate set of collective circumstances that more appropriately reflects your vibrational resonance. So maybe you're out here and you're hanging with your friends and you're smoking pot, which is okay. I'm not saying that that's not going to be my choice. I'm not judging you. But maybe that's, you know, you do that. And that's your way of having fun. And you do that. And then all of a sudden you say, you know what, this is empty. I'm not enjoying this anymore. And you're seeking out new friends. You know, that means that you have shifted in your energetic vibrational field. And now you want to have a new experience. Just acknowledge what you're co-creating. Acknowledge it. Through your experiences, acknowledge it. Stop and say, how did I make this mess? I do that. I'm so busy cleaning up all my messes right now. I have one drama unfolding right after another. How did I create that? And I see all my little fears and doubts playing out right in front of me. And now I'm saying no more. God has empowered me. I am not a victim. And some of these things I have to really fight in the physical plane. But now I let me change the word, because it's not like I'm really fighting. But I have to move through the experience knowing that I can get through this experience and that I can get the outcome that I desire. And I'm grateful for the experience. But I can tell you, I got some drama. It'll be a great book. Whenever I get through all this drama, it'll be a great book. But I can tell you that I am empowered, and you are empowered. And there is nothing that's going on in your life that you cannot overcome. You have the ability to walk on water, which equals and means you can rise above the circumstances of your life and glide through them. When you connect with the divinity within you, you can get through anything. Shift your energy. And that's what we're studying right now, and I'm going to take my time. I know it may be aggravating to some of you, but I am going to take my time. Number one, I'm trying to understand it. If I'm having difficulty trying to understand it, I know somebody else out there is having difficulty. So I'm going to take my time, because I want to make sure I get it. And then I want to make sure you get it, because you're going to be interfacing with other people. So we all need to know this. When you have amplified your energy field to a sufficient extent, you are then able to shift your awareness and to participate in an alternate set of collective circumstances that more appropriately reflects your vibrational resonance. You've done something in your energy field, and how you did it, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But you've done something in your energetic vibrational field to change the circumstances, or to change your awareness and your perception of the circumstances, that you can say, oh, okay, now I'll do this, or okay, now I want to experience this. So what presents itself upon the screen of your awareness then is a heightened variation on the identity that you consider to be you. The others with whom you find yourself interacting are the very same players with whom you might have interacted in a given scene in a more diminished environment, meaning you were at a lower vibration. They are present in your custom-made reality as the manifestation of their own vibrational composition, and they then interact accordingly with the augmented set of variables that you have called forth. There's been a shift in your energy, and now and you've got all these possible variations of this drama that can play that can come forth. When you shift your energy, the rules of the game change. And so these other circumstances that are waiting in the wings, they go, oh, there's been an energy shift. Okay, whoever's in the front of the line, you don't resonate with that. We got to bring some other situations in. Who can relate to this situation? And they're like, well, oh, okay, I got this little scene right here. I think it's perfect. It'll plug in right in. It plugs it in. And there are other people that are in the situation with you at the time that you elevate, and it's forcing them to change the way they respond, because now we got some new players in here, okay? Not new players, new variations on the theme, new circumstances that we have to deal with. So let's try to put this in real life form. Okay, Dr. Reggie, you can help me here if I'm making sense, okay?
Okay.
Let's say that we're in a situation and there's some friction. Let's say we're in a group of five people, and there are two people that have a little argument and a little tiff. And we are experiencing it. We're in the midst of it. We're not involved in the argument and the tiff. And we're looking at it, and we can see that one person's perspective, see their point, and we can see the other person's point. How do we shift the energy? I'm going to ask someone who is on the call this morning to press 1 to tell me what they would do in that situation. to shift the energy. Anybody? Any volunteers? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Don't make me and Dr. Oh, goody. I can always depend on Jean. Good morning, Miss
yes.
Jean.
Yes, Cynthia, how I would shift the energy, I would just see that person in love, light, and peace. I would just allow the moment, just be in the moment and just be aware. Just allow that person.
Uh-huh.
You know, just don't, no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
No, just allow. And it's not that easy sometimes, but I'm practicing that also.
Okay, so if now you're not involved, you're a third party standing outside,
okay.
But it's within
uh-huh.
your this collective group. So you would just, and so you're not one that's having the problem. You're just observing
okay.
the problem. So you would just continue to observe the problem?
Yes.
Okay, you would not get involved. Okay. And you trust that that will shift the energy?
Yes.
On some level it would. Because you could get in there and then it turns out not the way you planned on it. And then you're drawn into it as well. That's an excellent observation. How about you, Dr. Reggie?
You know, I think Jean is very smart and very wise, because when you become an active observer and not a participant, you are not emotionally drawn into the situation. Look at it as an observer and know that everybody in your mind has a spark of divinity within them at birth and even before birth. And with that cellular cosmic memory, you can pray unto the energy of yourself and say, God, help us to shift the energy. And prayer always, and I don't mean sometimes, I mean always works with a faithful heart and a really authentic self. And if that doesn't work, it's not you. It's them at that point. It's their spark of divinity that doesn't work or does work for them. It's either in your mind a palace or a prison. It will
Amen.
Always show its ugly head somewhere in a group. So in your mind, as Jean said, when you become the observer and not an active participant, only into your own self and your own kingdom within, it will shift the energy.
Okay, so now let's do a slight shift in the circumstances. If, Jean, that you were one of the parties to the conflict, okay? You're not an observer, but you're actually the party in conflict. How would you handle it? How would you shift?
Cynthia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I will actually just get quiet and pray. Go within. And send out love, light, and peace towards that person or people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's. I will shift. I will shift my energy, move out of it, so I can be able to send that light and that love and peace in the midst of that chaos.
That's totally awesome. So you immediately will go within, and that's what we fail to do. We fail to take a moment to stop, take a breath, and go within to shift the energy. And that's really what is required for us to do to move through all these circumstances. What is it? And we've talked about it over and over. Surrender. And a lot of us don't like that word, surrender. You know, especially as women, and there was a big, you know, Christian women in particular have been taught that they need to be submissive. And there are so many women that reject that. They don't want, they say, I don't want to be a doormat. They look at it all from a negative experience. Of course, I mean, if that's what you think, believe that you are, what is the end result? That's what you will become. If that's what you're afraid of, that's what you're going to become. Surrendering and being submissive to your husband says, I have a lot of confidence in who I am. I have a lot of confidence that my Creator, that the Source, will always provide for me. I have a lot of confidence that my husband will make the right choices. I know that to be true, and so it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not difficult to surrender. It's not difficult to be submissive, is it?
No.
Because you're being submissive from a position of strength, of knowledge, of understanding. Thank you so much, Jean. That was brave. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So likewise, from the perspective of the others who populate your inner circle, each of their worlds is custom made for their eyes only. Your presence is called forth to interact with them at the levels at which they experience self-awareness. And your responses are influenced vibrationally in each of their worlds, in which the same way as theirs are in yours. And in this way, multiple variations on the same scene actually happen, yet each of you perceives it from your own unique vantage point. I want to share something with you that I was reading this morning. It says, this is from the teachings of Abraham with Esther and Jerry Hicks. And she says, many of our physical friends do not like the idea of being selfish, but that is because they misunderstand a fundamental principle of life. You cannot be other than selfish, for you cannot observe, perceive, or be other than from your perspective of self. All points of consciousness, even one-celled organisms, perceive, and they do so from the ever-changing selfish perspective that they currently hold. And I was, you know, some time ago, I don't forget which book it was, but I said to you that this whole experience is all about you. Actually, we were talking about forgiveness. It's all about you. Each one of you, from your perspective, the process of forgiveness is about you, not the other person. This experience is all about you, and they're validating it. That's not to say that you can't reach out and help other people, but it is about your growth. So a lot of times when I'm sitting here and I'm talking and teaching and I share experiences with you from my perspective, I can't help it. That's how it is. I can't share your experiences. That's why I ask you to press 1 and share your experiences so people can get it from a different perspective. I don't want everybody just getting everything from my perspective. We need to look at life through other eyes. But the journey itself is all about you. Okay, so let me put closure to this. I'm opening the floor this morning for questions or comments. If you'd like to participate on the call this morning, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. Please share. Please share. Okay, tomorrow. Oh, goody. Good morning.
Hi. Can you hear me, Cynthia?
Yes. Who's on the call?
Hi. This is Kivis. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Kivis. How are you this morning?
I'm well. I just want to share an experience. When I'm currently in a position in my space in the office moved with to another young lady who's now my cube mate, and, you know, so much what you're saying today is touching home, because when I got the assignment that I was going to sit with this person, this person is a chatty patty, an office, you know, gossip ring, you know, and I just thought, ooh, why, Jesus? Why? But I want to share that there's a reason why I'm in her space. She has suffered a loss of a newborn, and she and her husband are going back and forth arguing. And I get to work, and I'm upbeat, and I got all this energy, and I see that she's hurting. She's crying all the time. And I'm like, ooh, we can't have this energy, girl. What's going on? What's going on? So because of what I've learned through you and Dr. Reggie, I have taken that, and I'm enforcing that in her life because the loss that she received should not be pain. She should rejoice this because now she's pregnant again. So I tell her and her husband, instead of arguing with him, find something, like just agree with him. Don't argue with him. And I didn't want to use the word surrender because as strong women, you're right, we don't like to hear that. Mm-hmm. So I say to her and her husband when they're arguing, I say, just surrender, just agree. But don't be, you know, don't be coy with it. Just say, okay, honey, yes, yes. But don't go back and forth. So because of what I've learned, I feel that God is using me to be in her life to help her and her husband get through this. And they're also seeking professional help as well.
Wow.
So I just want to thank you and Dr. Reggie for helping me help her.
Wow,
because I feel her pain and I feel their pain. And I'm so like wanting to work with her. And I don't want to get nosy with her, but, you know, it's deep. And I tell her whatever she says, what she say will stick with me. I just want to help you through this. And she has opened up to me. So I want to thank you.
Oh,
you know,
thank
they say
you.
The best parent is the one who doesn't have children. Because the first thing she say to me, but you're not in it. You're not married. Well, true, I'm not. But I have learned to prepare myself for marriage is what I want to prepare you for. In your next argument.
Amen.
Wow.
But I just wanted to share that.
That's powerful. Thank you so much, Kivis. Thank you for sharing. That is really powerful. You see, we're all light workers, aren't we? And this is an opportunity. And guess what? Kivis will grow from this experience, too. She will grow from this experience, too. That's amazing. Well, we have 2 minutes left. Dr. Reggie, I'd like for you to go ahead and make any comments you would and go ahead and take us into our closing prayer. I sure have enjoyed this lesson this morning. Believe it or not.
I have too. It was a great lesson, a wonderful one. And I thank God for that lesson and for people who participated, for Kivis and Gene, because they will grow exceedingly from their experiences. Heavenly Father.
I'm sorry.
I thank you. For this beautiful lesson that was dispensed through the Holy Spirit in the energetic realm of the cosmic mind. I thank you that we can have the experience using our spark of divinity as a prison or a palace. We realize that with your riches and glory, everything is bestowed to us at birth, and that poverty is a state of consciousness in mind and in deed. Let us learn from the great ones who lived before us. For example, the energy of Beethoven and Edison, they both became deaf, but they achieved greatness even in spite of these character builders and lessons learned. Let us learn from the path of the Christ that is in us all, the cosmic blueprint of mastery over all of our circumstances and all of our so-called problems, which are all illusions anyway. We thank you that we are in the fourth dimension, traveling very quickly to a new evolutionary height in awareness, and that we are in you, super minds, able to overcome any difficulty with you inside of us, in our inner kingdom. Thank you, God, for love. Thank you for a brand new day. Thank you for breathing. Thank you for a heartbeat. Thank you for our blood. Thank you for intelligent cells in our body who know how to heal. Everything has divine intelligence because of you. And I thank you for the energy of everyone listening. And I bestow upon them out of my spirit to theirs riches and glory in the palace of the kingdom within. Thank you. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. You guys have a blessed day. We'll be here tomorrow to finish up this chapter, hopefully. And everything is in divine order. So if we finish, great. If not, it's okay too. God bless you.